Welcome to track 6 in this masterclass for building your limitless mind. In this track, we're in chapter 5 in the book, Driving Limitless Thinking. And as you've seen, we've been deviating quite heavily from the book because I'm really trying to bring this to life for you. I'm going to keep doing this. As we get started in this track, I feel like I need to shake it off a little bit. And what I mean by that is that coming out of the last track, Stopping Limited Thinking, I feel like clearing out the muck. To give you kind of a gross metaphor that my brain gives me is it's like clearing out a wound. You know, if you've got a wound and it's all infected, you have to clear all that crap out before you can allow it to heal. Often I'll refer to getting rid of negative thinking as being going from -1 to 0. Just getting back to neutral is getting rid of that stuff that holds us back. Like trying to drive with your foot on the brake or driving a car with a handbrake on. As long as those negative thoughts, as long as that limited thinking is there, it governs us. And it governs us to crap. Versus, it's like we've turned the corner here, and you hear it in me, right? Like, this to me is the real exciting part of driving limitless thinking, is really building your limitless mind. Getting out of that limited mind is one thing, but what does it take to really be limitless? And what does it feel like? Forget about just getting beyond depression or getting beyond anxiety. These are some of the reasons that I despise our field of psychology. What do? They get people to no longer be anxious? Like that's some sort of worthy goal? You're no longer suffering anxiety? Versus, oh my gosh, you're so excited about your life. Your life is amazing. You're looking forward into your life thinking, how amazing can it be? This to me is a worthy goal. This is limitless thinking. And the sorts of ideas that we're going to be driving in this part of the masterclass. So let's dive into the book. What was required of me was to put myself forward in a different light than I had previously imagined, and to imagine being perceived as a bit more dashing, a bit more masculine. Essentially, you aspire to a persona that puts you into a different light, which you can equate to more opportunity. That's a quote from Robert Downey Jr. on playing the character Iron Man. And there's so much in that idea that I really love. One being that he gets to choose what persona he puts on. Right, and of course he's a professional actor. His job is to put on different personas. Yet we can all do the same. Another idea that's implied in this is the notion of self-image, which is you get to perceive yourself how you choose. You get to be who you choose to be. Another idea that's in this is he can choose to be a bit more masculine, a bit more dashing. And in this notion we're covering of choosing your thinking, you can make these choices all the time. Another point I love in here is that he equates this different way of being to having more opportunity. That he knew by being more this way, he would win the role, that it would create more opportunity for him. And so as you think about some of these ideas in this notion of choosing your thinking, becoming more limitless, what are the ways that you choose to be, to create more opportunity for you, to become more and more the person you dream to be? A reason that people struggle to change habits and persist in building new physical and mental strengths is that they're looking at development the wrong way. For instance, a man stands naked in front of the mirror and says to himself, "I've gotten fat. I really should exercise more." He's already shot himself in the foot. In using the word should, he has turned weight loss into something that is not what he wants. Then he says to himself, "Man, if only I looked as good as I used to look." Now he's limited by who he was in the past and regretting that he's not what he used to be. After work, when he should go to the gym, he finds himself thinking that he doesn't really feel like going. He wonders why. But you guys already know why, right? Come back to the magical triangle. The thoughts he is feeding his body take away his motivation. He's imagining how his goal requires so much effort and how hard it is to work out. The result is that he either skips out and keeps his old habit, or he goes to the gym with the wrong motivation and focus. In the second case, he has a half-assed workout and will therefore fail to see results over time and ultimately stop going to the gym. Sound familiar? While in many facets of our lives, this type of thought process holds us back from taking the actions we want to take, fortunately, there's an incredibly simple fix. Does this make sense to you so far? Because this is what we're really heading into in this topic of choosing limitless thinking. That you see it in the book, it lays up like, yeah, that's just how you do it. And I get it's not this easy. But as we keep walking through it in this masterclass, I want to keep pointing out it is this easy. Or let me rephrase it, it is this simple. The reason it's not easy is because it takes constant practice. And this is why I've built a highly systematic approach to building your limitless mind. Because it is simple. The hard part is doing it all the time. Catching those old thoughts and changing them. Yet as you keep changing them, they become the new habit. To the point where the new thoughts take hold. And now your mind is in a positive spiral. What I think of as the flywheel. Now those thoughts beget even better thoughts. And better thoughts is the path to becoming more and more limitless over time. So if we go back to the example. Rather than trying to force yourself to go to the gym, instead, you begin changing your language and thoughts to why you want to go. And rather than looking back on where you once were, you look forward, imagining standing in the mirror after working out for a month, noticing how great you look. Then when you finish that work day and you're thinking of skipping out, instead of focusing on how it feels to have to work out, you focus on how great you'll feel after you've left the gym. By imagining this great feeling of pushing your body and finishing a great workout, you quickly build a new habit of going to the gym. And through repetition, you quickly build that rock-solid body that is literally only a change of habit away. Now, while this is more obvious when it comes to the physical, a reason I'm recording this masterclass is I want it to be just as obvious when it comes to the mental. Because everything we do physically begins in the mind. You don't get to the gym by getting the body there. You change the thoughts and that leads you to take the body there. You don't have a great workout because the body decides to. There are feelings, there are thoughts that drive those actions. And as we keep coming back to, when you drive that action, you change the thoughts, you change the feelings. Everything in the mind works the same way.